And you're listening here some songs of the CD of Dos Gatos. And thank you so much for some of the gatos who are coming right here. Felix Peralta. Felix, are you el gato malo? Just by the way.
Yes, gato malo.
And thank you also, Johnny Alston, for coming today to our show with Felix.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon.
Thank you so much. And I was seeing you playing in the bandstand in Santa Fe. And I was following you, El Gato Malo, through the social net. Uh-huh. And I thought, we need these people coming to our show, to our Raíces show.
Great.
So before talking, how about sharing a song of you, playing something so our listeners can have a taste? And
sure.
Then let's share more stories.
That sounds good. Let's do it.
Thank you. What was this? Is your own composition?
Yes, that's something I guess I wrote about maybe a year ago. It's kind of like a love song within the universe. So big mixture there. Yeah,
a love song for the universe. Yeah, okay, I like that.
That's right.
Is that the title? That's as well?
It's called, the title's called Europa.
Ah, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
So it was is a different version of the one that is in your CD.
Correct. I guess you have noticed that Mr. DB Gomez is not available today.
Yeah,
he's got other things he's doing. He couldn't make it. So this is part of our Gato Malo music, you know, thing that we do. We have a lot of different musicians that are with us, like Mr. Johnny Alston, who's a great flautist.
Amazing. Wow.
He likes saying that word.
I love
how
saying
is
that
possible?
Word.
I didn't know him.
So, yeah, we're trying to mix a big thing. Like, we played at the bandstand, which was called Los Galleneros, which we have a very eclectic mixture of musicians.
Yeah.
Featuring Mr. Michael Combs from Santa Fe, playing fiddle and singing as well. And, of course, we have Male from here. He's actually from Male, Africa, and he's a djembe player, which is a percussion. And then a flute, and then I play guitar. And
we were like eight musicians last
I think it was
Friday?
Six at the bandstand.
Six, okay. Uh-huh.
Yes, correct. It was six. So we're mixing a little bit of it's a big heap full of world music with a big heap full of green chili on the side of that. So we got a New Mexico flavor.
Yeah, it looks like a different way of thinking New Mexico, because I'm usually portraying lots of musicians through the point of view of folk New Mexican,
right.
Like the old fashioned, which is absolutely beautiful
as
well.
Oh, yes, yes.
But last time there was a listener telling me, do you know, my roots are not just write those, because my contemporary roots are different. So this music you are playing and composing looks like more contemporary, our own New Mexican melting pot.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, that's the thing about, you know, just Latin music in general. It's such a world wide thing. You know, you find it everywhere you go. So there's always just a mixture of it's just
something.
A bit, yeah. It's just a big melting pot, big green chili stew.
Yeah, I love.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Johnny, also, how is it that you began to play Native American flute, and how did you join Felix and his band, in this case, Los Galleneros?
Yes. Oh, boy, what a question. How did I?
How is possible?
I think I asked him, could I sit in on one song? I heard him play one time, and I enjoyed his music, because it's like, it's world music.
Mm-hmm.
It's universal. But I had a friend that used to make flutes, and he said, try this out. And I just fell in love with it the first note
like.
I got out of it. It's a magical instrument.
Absolutely.
And it's gotten me into a whole lot of really nice places around the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're going like local. Not not global, not local, both together.
<That's>
local
<right.
music.
laughs> Yep, that's
and
right.
Felix, do you live here in Albuquerque?
Yes, I do. I actually grew up, you know, right by the riverbanks there off of, you know, in the South Valley. And I grew up there. And, of course, I moved around. I used to live in New Orleans. I lived in San Diego, L.A., you know, many spots. But this always brings me back home. And, you know, I love New Mexico. And I love to represent New Mexico true, that's for sure.
So do you still have a family here in New Mexico?
Yes, probably my mom's listening. I love you,
Mom.
Oh, Mama! That's right. She's up in Tijeras, and I got family up down in Tomé, up in Alcalde, pretty much all over New Mexico.
Oh, so
yeah.
Very rooted as this at
very,
the same
very
time.
Rooted. My last name is Peralta, and if you look back, they've been here for a while.
It's like big tribe.
That's right. That's
I'm
right.
Finding out he has a large family.
I do have a big family.
So the stew, when you gather all together, must be in a big, big pot.
That's right. Yeah, because my grandpa Adan used to play a button accordion. So when Dave started playing, you know, button, it was just like home to me. You know, it felt good, and you know, and that's the feeling that we want to keep is.
That's
the
flavor
part from here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's why you also had this Los Dos Gatos.
We have Dos Gatos, which is because me and Dave been together through thick and thin through about for about 15 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, we started kind of in a punk rock kind of blues band about 15 years ago. He was playing piano there in the student ghetto. You know, UNM area. But I love it. Anyways, I lived there for a long time. And yeah, we used to mess around. We keep playing. And next thing you know, this is what happened.
And how about sharing another song of these local New Mexican music?
I would love to. This one's kind of similar to the other one, but I wrote this one when I was far away from my home. And this one I wrote, it's called Take Me Back to the Valley, or Back to the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
That's all A minor. Right.
A minor, yeah. Take me back tonight. Take me back to the valley. My friends have been waiting all night. Take me back to the valley where I could breathe free. My friends down on Sunset by the cottonwood trees. Take me to the barrio. Take me back to mi barrio. Take me back to me barrio halls. Oh, I'm back to the valley. My friend Big D has a 64 Impala down on the streets. Tell him I don't drink no more. My sister knows the rest. I've been waiting for that sunshine coming up from the Sandia Crest. Take me to the valley. Take me back to mi barrio. Barrio homes. Oh, back to me, barrio. Yeah, Charlie, take me back. Seed in the lawn is
I've been trying to make it down, make it for my land. My dad died at the VFW drinking Budweiser and wine, take it to the valley. Take it back to the valley, baby. Mario, man. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to the valley.
Where is this valley? Is the South Valley?
Well, it could be the South Valley if you, you know, I'm not prejudiced.
It's a universal valley.
Yeah, universal valley. Because I've been to other valleys and I sang that song and they're all, yeah. And,
yeah, that's know, my valley.
Hey, and, you know, it could be in L.A. or it could be whatever valley you want. But, it, you know, it's supposed to remind you of home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it does to me. It reminds me of where I came from.
Deeply in your heart, that valley, it looks like.
Yes,
kind of
I love
nostalgic.
Where I came from.
Yeah.
I love where I come from. And, you know, there's this. It's just a great... it's a great community.
So how is this that you are having Los Gallineros, Félix, El Gato Malo y su banda, Los Dos Gatos? There are lots of animals there.
Well, yes, that's very true. There's a lot. Everyone has their own power animal, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't want to be judged as just a blues player or, you know, just a, you know,
that's what I like
player.
About Félix's
yeah.
group. They play
yeah, I like
all
to,
kinds. They
yeah,
play blues
play
and jazz
everything.
And world and...
We're all here together.
Yeah.
Let's and one thing music does is make everyone happy. And it brings people together. And that's what Gato Malo music is what we're trying to do, you know. I don't want to be limited to just a certain style of music.
Mm-hmm.
So with Gato Malo music, you know, I give lessons. I help other kids. I give lessons to kids and, you know, I try to mix it all together. You know, it's music is a learning experience for everybody.
And what's your next step concert event that you are having let's say, this summer?
Okay, well, we have a few big events coming up. I know we're doing for Labor Day weekend, we're playing the Hatch Green Chili Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It's a very big festival. It attracts, they say, about close to 30,000 people in Hatch for the weekend from across the world.
Yeah, so, it's a big festival.
Yeah, so we're playing both days. We're playing Saturday and Sunday there for Labor Day weekend. And then we're playing at El Farol in September as a full band. Los Gallineros is looking for... We're getting an album together.
Uh-huh, like a real gallinero with lots of things inside. Because usually in the gallinero, there are lots of things as well.
That's right. There's a lots of things. There's a bunch of bunch of different stuff in there. So it's going to be a mixture,
uh-huh.
For sure.
So, and when will be your next city? You already have one city.
Well, the Dos Gatos we have out, we just put that out about a month ago. Uh-huh. We got a full album for Félix y los Gatos, which is out September 15th.
Where can people look for those CDs?
Well, we're going to have a CD release at the Tractor Brewery.
Okay.
Which is the one downtown on Wells Park, downtown on 4th. That's September 15th, 16th. But it'll be out in the Alibi and all that stuff. And and of course, we're always playing around town. Dos Gatos. Look me up on Facebook for events. Gato Malo. That's a G-A-T-O. Uh-huh.
I don't believe that you are a bad cat.
I am. Well, I have a lot of friends that renamed me to Gato Bueno.
Oh, okay.
But
we need to be Gato Malo.
But I have an image.
Oh, no.
But I'm a very good putty cat.
How about sharing another song? And then I also want to share with our listeners some of Joni Asen as well after this part. How about sharing another? This one I want. Will you have this one about the valley in your recordings?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes, I will.
Hope, I hope K&M gets a...
I'm actually mixing it down tomorrow. We're mixing out the album up at Frogville Studios with Bill Palmer, John Treadwell in Santa Fe. We're going to be mixing that CD down tomorrow. So.
Oh, great.
I'm looking forward to that. There's a lot of good things happening.
Okay. Yeah. Raíces is going to have this as a pearl.
Right.
So how about sharing another song? Is it possible?
Yeah. How about I start kind of this off, and then I'm going to bring him in D minor. Is that cool? You have a D minor, right?
I'm good.
Okay, cool. You can, as we are
Yeah, because I want to kind of do like a little O-Day, a little thing of like a New Mexico thing that I've... That my uncle, who just passed away, showed me a lot of his stuff.
Uh huh. What's the name of of your uncle?
His name was Diego González.
Bueno, se lo dedicamos a Diego González también, con mucho cariño. He probably is listening to K&M there, wherever
right.
he is.
That's right. So I'll start off and come in. All the old friends of mine, we'd be playing music by the Rio Grande. Down the street, you know, you'd be waiting for me with the sound of the guitars and all my friends. That old bar down old Highway 47, you can see my old family. Whatever happened to your nonsense? Down in La Jolla, you see, all the birds flying by. Down inside my cell you see the river flying by. Won't you take me back to see my old family?
Yes, that was beautiful song, and I like the lyrics as well. So, and the title of this song is, do we have a title, or Al Tío Diego?
I just made it up.
Al Tío Diego.
That's right. There you go.
Y a todos los tíos Diegos, to all Diego's uncles.
Right.
To all of them. So, thank you for this. And,
yes.
And Johnny Alson, when did you release this new album, Between
Two
Words?
Well, it's not actually new. It's been out since 2008.
Oh, okay.
And it was recorded at the Hyde Studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And my brother-in-law, Dr. Harry Clark's on piano, and I'm on the flute. So it's flute and piano. It's real mellow.
Why did you choose the song for C? Does it have any kind of story around that? Is there a love story?
C is for my best friend in the universe, Carolyn.
Okay.
Yeah. Also my ex-wife.
So we're going to share this from the album Between Two Words by Johnny Alson as well, and this is a song for C. I want to thank you both for coming. I know it was in the middle of a lot of things.
Yes.
So, and thank you for sharing your your news, and good luck with this new CD.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so
and
much.
We'll be like Felix. That will be the new CD. Will be under which number name?
Well, that'll be my, I think, our sixth CD that I've put out. You know, personally, Gatos, and then a solo album Dos Gatos. So it's mixing around.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you to you both. Thank you, Felix Peralta, for coming. Thank you, Juni Alston, for sharing your music with our Raices listeners.
You are welcome.
Thank you.